Get ready to power start your day with wealth, lifestyle, and leadership coach Nicola Smith Jackson. Tune in each Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern for your daily dose of motivation and business education to help you build big business and be successful. And now, here's Nicola.
Good morning, family, and welcome to Power Start Your Day. This is Nicola Smith Jackson, and we're going to reawaken your spirit this morning, resuscitate your passion, renew your mind so you can recommit to the plan that God has for you, and that's for you to build a big business. Now, I, along with special guests from time to time, we're coaching you Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. We're going to be in the house, and so if you haven't done this already, go ahead, share this call with other people. They can dial in 602-753-1848 or listen online with their smart device, iPad, tablet, PC, or Mac at blogtalkradio.com/successwithNicola. Hopefully you guys have been enjoying this series. I know I have. You know, I tell you guys all the time, I am not exempt for God to continue to minister to me, grow me up in the things of Him. Not the things that Nicola wants, the things of Him. And when He said to me, and I don't know, it got to be for everyone, some place in your house, or some for some people it's in your car. And I don't think that that's just the only place that God really will minister or talk with you, but it's the place where you're probably the most tuned in, right? Where you're at the right frequency with God. And I'm going to tell you this right here. When He whispered, courage don't come cheap. And who? You're so right about that. But you're right about everything. It's just for me to catch up. And the scriptures, I begin to do my research to study, show thyself approved. And when I begin to read the scripture, and then each day, in today's scripture, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 58, as He's taken us down this journey, if you're just now tuning in, you went to Deuteronomy 31, 6 through 8, then Chronicles 28 and 20, the handoff, the leadership. And then now here today, it just in such a huge way opened me up. I don't know about you, but I am just so, so in love with God. And when I'm sitting here, the scripture, we got to go to Him first. And it says, you know, today we're just going to be talking about God is down with who's down with Him. Yes, reigns the just and the unjust. But if you down with Him, His will, His way, there's no reason to be afraid. And courage becomes easier. But what will it cost you? What do you have to give up to start truly being down with God and what He wants you to do, how He wants you to do it? Where obedience is much greater than any sacrifice that you could do. Sacrificing of your time, sacrificing of your old ways, sacrificing of your old way of thinking. Huge. Whew. Courage. The ability to do something that frightens someone. But after this series, we want that someone to no longer be you, because you know where to go. Let's go to the Lord together. Father God, thank You. We honor You on this day, for this is the day that You have made, and You are just so amazing. There's no one higher than You, no one bigger than You, no one that can love me more, oh dear Lord. Even on this day that we celebrate love as man knows it, but You are love. We're so grateful, dear Lord, that as we get to know You more, we're able to love that agape love, no matter what, not just specific circumstances or days or conditions, but that can only come once we're truly down with You. Father God, we thank You that you're lifting us up through Your Holy Spirit. Allow Your Holy Spirit to take full reign here at Power Start Your Day, and every day You are welcome. We know you're not welcome everywhere else, but you're welcome here. We're thanking you, Father God, that as I am decreasing, your servant is decreasing. You are increasing so that your people can know what they need to do so that they can go out and do great exploits in your name and never be ashamed of you, never be ashamed of who they are, whose they are. And as we are going out, they'll know who sent us. Kingdom takeover is happening right now. The transfer of wealth is happening right now. And we thank you that your people are being equipped through the gifts that you already blessed your saints with. In the name of your son, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. All right, guys. So let's go hop right on into this word on this morning. Let's go into 1 Corinthians 15 and 58. And we know this is our bro, Paul. Now, we already know that if you're talking about courage, and you're talking about letting go of some old things and all that to truly be down with Christ, the Apostle Paul can teach us so much. And he has been through a lot of stuff that he needs courage. He had to demonstrate courage. And so the word says, 1 Corinthians, chapter 15, verse 58. Therefore, my beloved brethren, that's us, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Now, I don't know what this is saying to you, because depending on where you are in your life with Christ, where you are even in your understanding of building business, where you are, where you've been, how about that? Where you've been, the challenges that you found yourself like coming out, like, whoa, I survived that. This is going to say something different to you. But when we're talking about that courage don't come cheap, it ain't cheap. But I'm telling you right now, it gave us some clues, because I'm just going to share with you as the Holy Spirit has ministered to me, because many people have been locked out of these mysteries because they don't want to take the time with God. God is down with who is down with him. If you pay attention, every single one of these scriptures is giving you a very clear end and say, look, these promises, meaning God will never leave you nor forsake you. And you know, here is if you are working in God's will or you're doing what God would have you to do. Now, there's no way for you to know your purpose unless you spend time with who gave it to you. There's no way. This is the reason why many of us are spinning our wheels, even in our businesses, where we don't even know where we fit in. But if you were to spend time with God, he will automatically place you in places you could never place yourself. And the moment we begin to give up the counterfeit and walk into authenticity, we talked about having the courage to just be you, for you to know that God did not make no mistake. There's no way he can make a mistake, that whatever you're looking at yourself or people who pointed out your imperfections, that you're perfect if you're in Christ. And therefore, when you know that, you just think differently. You act differently. You're going to do things differently. No matter what the challenge is, you will be able to have courage. I want you to know this right here in this word. And as we go into, we're going to open up the call. I already saw people good. You already know what to do. The drill is on. Saying, listen, this is a message for us. How many thousands of years later this word still works? This word still works. And I want you to know that he says a command, be steadfast, immovable. Now, as I'm about to walk into our national convention, is one life. That's our thing. One life. Become unstoppable, unbreakable, unshakable. And I'm going to tell you how this came about. Because the first part, and I'm going to tell you how to collaboration. And see, people would already think God will give you a portion, but it's always going to take a team. If so, it would have only probably been one disciple after Jesus. He already knew that he needed all 11 of them. One of them counted themselves out, but it was a part of the plan. But I need you to know that God is like, anything that's big, you're going to need a team, but everybody needs to redirect their main focus to me, to my principles. Then it works together. But when you start having dysfunction in the will of God, then now you're going to see dysfunction in your business. You have to have courage to be immovable. You have to have courage. It will be tested. I want you to see something. He also says, always abounding in the work of the Lord. So now if you want to teeter-totter, your pinky toe in the water, then to take it out. Oh, it's too cold. It's too hot. They did this. They did that. And you're forgetting why you're doing what you're doing in the first place. It's easy for that to happen. It's easy for a network marketing that your why goes out the door, especially if you start making a few dollars, especially when the cheddar start rolling in. You forget what you were praying to God for. I remember my pastor sharing in like a few services ago, and oh my Lord, whenever I'm traveling, I can't get to church. My heart, I'm telling you, thank God. You got to buy your CDs from your pastors so that if you're out there in the road, what have you supposed to be, you are the church, so you rolling with them every day, right? Of course. But, you know, you want to hear, you want to be filled up. And my God, do I love Stronghold Christian Church. And my shepherd, going to be going closer to 15 years coming up soon. He was sharing that, make sure that whatever, and this is for everybody, you know, whatever you praying to God for, make sure that same thing is not going to come in between you and God. See, this is what we're talking about, accountability. Because you have to even have courage to even look at yourself and check yourself. You need to pray that same prayer and ask God all the time, check me. I'm asking God, frisk me. Because creating me a clean heart. I just want pure heart, clean hands, so that no matter what it is that I'm doing, I know that I don't fall out of your will. I'm going to tell you something right here. It takes courage because sometimes God's going to tell you something that you don't want to hear about yourself in business, in your life. And guess what? Woo-hoo! Wake up call. You're the same person in your personal life as you are in your business. If you shady and you shiesty in your personal life, more than likely you're shady and shiesty in your business. There's a light switch to that. If you are a person that say, you know what, I'm going to stick in no matter what, then you're that person that people will be able to depend on in their business. You're that person no matter what. You're able to weather the storms because you're a committed or consistent person. This is the reason why we always have to go back to source. I'm not playing no games with who it is. This is the God of Israel that I serve. This call. I am sorry, I can't appease to the masses. I have to bring the word as to, you want to know how to power start your day? The only way I can tell you how to power start your day is with power. Holy Spirit is who says that. The God says, when the Holy Spirit come upon you, you will receive power. Show me in the word somewhere else that says that this is where you will get power. So it's power start your day. I didn't make even the title. It was a collaboration with me and the Holy Spirit. So back to our conference that we're getting ready to roll out to. And I said, you know what? I heard the word unstoppable. Gotta be unstoppable. Why? Obviously, a ton of people were trying to stop what was going on. They're not trying to stop me. They're trying to stop the word of the Lord through me for his people. Well, he put me on a platform called business, and he said, because this is where the people at. Things are hard in their life, so they focus on business. They focus on money. But the wealth comes from me, Deuteronomy 8 and 18. I'm the one that's going to give them the ability. So can I find somebody to impress, courageous enough to tell them what I say at any cost? Is there anybody? So you find this the girl that was rebellious as a young girl against her parents, and when she began to understand that she got to honor her parents, then now she became rebellious against the world. Anything that's going to tell you that you can't do big and amazing things. So I don't even get the chance to draw judgment on you because I have my share of iniquities. I have my share of mistakes I've made in my life, but I can tell you one mistake I did abandon was to put God anywhere else but first and center of everything. Now, when he says in this word right here, always abounding in the work of the Lord, ask yourself, where am I abounding in? Where am I abounding? Where am I putting my focus? How many people know that that the work of the Lord is not only in the four walls of the church? Thank God for even my shepherd, Dr. Sherry Gaither, who clearly told me that's not where you belong. You are in the marketplace. This is where you are. This is where God puts you. You just keep on, and she covers me as I'm going out. You got to have covering. You have to have accountability. You have to have relationships with people who have real relationships with God. You got to mind your relationship, because if you are getting even advice and conversations who the people, their relationship with God is shaky, you're going to have shaky advice. I need you to pay attention to one more thing here as we open up the call. This is the last part, that no matter how big you get, if you have that pure heart, clean hands, and you're letting God check you at the door, frisk you, let him be the bouncer so he can knock anything out of you that don't belong there that will interrupt your finishing your assignment. And he says here, knowing that your labor, first he said, abound your work in him, and then knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord, meaning it was twice now. You got to pay attention where God has to repeat to you the same thing, because he know you ain't going to catch it the first time. Because you all wrapped up in your title, you all wrapped up in competition, you all wrapped up in emulation or imitation, so he know you're not going to catch it. But once we release all that, how many people know that the real deal, authenticity, will be the imitation any day? I need to tell me on today, are you courageous enough to be down with the real deal? God is down with who's down with him. How about that? God is down with who's down with him. God is down with who's down with him. God is down with who's down with him. Good morning, good morning, good morning. 443, last four, 9353. Good morning.
Good morning, Nicola. It is Rochelle. How are you today?
Hey, good morning.
Listen, so this week's series so far, extremely powerful. You know, it's so funny because sometimes you start listening to these topics that you start, you know, on Mondays, and you start to try to fit yourself in. You're like, okay, where do I fit into this? And when you start, you know, when you talk about courage, I'm like, okay, where does that fit with me? Because I've always seen myself as a very courageous person. You know, not really, I don't really have, that's not really one of my issues. But as I started to really say, Rochelle, put yourself there and see where you fit, I started thinking, I'm like, okay, this past weekend at the Ray Higdon event, I heard someone say, I think it was Ray, he said, you have to allow yourself to be vulnerable.
That's right.
And then I was listening, and I kind of said, whoosh, like, let that, I heard it, and I'm going to send that right on back out. the other ear, right? And then earlier this week, I can't remember if it was Monday or if it was yesterday, you said the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm like, okay, now I've heard this twice, and you just talked about how you said when God keeps saying things two and three times, that means you ain't going to get it the first time. I'm like, okay, so now I've heard this twice within a matter of a couple of days. Is that what's for me? And so I'm searching myself, and I said, that is the message to be more vulnerable, because, you know, as I'm sure we all have, certain things happen in your life over time where you begin to, you know, put that shell up and you begin to, like, let it scab over and just continue to scab over and scab over. And even when you get to a point where you say, you know what, I'm not going to harden myself anymore, that's sometimes the point where, at least for me, where you think, okay, I had that thing under control. But just what I'm finding is just because you're not letting it harden any further doesn't mean that it's not still hard. Doesn't mean that you don't have some breaking down to do. And so with all that is being talked about with courage, my message, the message that I'm receiving, is the vulnerability, allowing my real self to be seen. And I believe that once I not only take down the shield, right, but also just like allow someone to bust through that, break that thing up, that mm-hmm. is going to take me to yet another level in life, in business, in friendship, in every aspect of my life. And so that's the message that I'm receiving when it comes to courage this week. So, yeah, this topic, I think going into convention is a perfect one for soul searching for me. So thank you for that.
Wow. And that is so powerful, because like I was sharing with you guys the other day, when it relative to business, because some people say, what does this have to do with business? And I cleared it up. On if you're not vulnerable and you can't even identify, you're only building your business just from the standpoint of, I just got to make the sale. So you're not vulnerable where you can't even identify or relate to. You have to be relatable. You can't even relate to the person on the other hand, where if you're the solution, right? Whatever you're offering is a solution. And all you're thinking about is, you know, I am the big, you know, solution for you, but you can't even identify with the person problem when everyone who's even the greatest salesperson, the biggest person, whether it's Oprah Winfrey, whether it's Warren Buffett, whether it's, you know, Michelle or Barack Obama, they all have problems. If you notice, the best leaders are the leaders who have compassion. And the only way you can have compassion is at some point in time, you're vulnerable enough, and then now you have the courage to even do something about what's pissing you off. Vulnerability is that gateway to true courage. I've seen that. And you're right. The heart has to be open enough for you to let out what is stopping you, but then made room for things to come in, the good things, the replacements. And that's where the personal development comes in, the replacements. If I'm letting this stuff go, I said it don't come cheap. What are you willing to let go so that it makes room for something else to come in to make you bigger, better, stronger, immovable? Extremely powerful. Thank you so much, Rochelle. And you were able to see courage, you know, with me in room where nobody looks like me. It doesn't matter. But having the courage to be just totally yourself is good enough. Good morning, 678, last 43393. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Nicola. It's Miko Cole here in Atlanta.
Hey, Miko. Hey.
So I just love what we're talking about on courage this week. A lot of, you know, my friends and family kind of came to my side on yesterday with just being you know, that person out here where I've connected to enough people that they gave me courage on yesterday, even at a scary point in my life. But I want to elaborate on what yourself and Rochelle have mentioned on being vulnerable. And what I've learned here over just our connection over the last 2.5 years and being able to break down walls and being able to be more vulnerable and coachable, and even though we all have our strengths in so many things, we have to learn mm-hmm. that there are a lot of strengths out here that we need, whether it be yes. with the universe, whether it be with God. And so I've been so grateful to be able to connect with that. However, building and breaking down those walls, I've learned that the stronger foundation that I'm building now with the circle of people, with the information, with the knowledge that we're sharing, with just the compassion and the loyalty and the integrity that we have brought into business, it mm-hmm. comes across the board. When you're that way, as you stated earlier eloquently, when you're one way in life, in your private life, you will be that way in your business life. And so many people see that across the board, and it's rare.
That's right.
So I am grateful that the foundations that we're building are stronger. You know, it always takes us to break down those walls of the things that we are scared of, that we're fearful of being vulnerable to. And then once you break walls down, the foundation becomes stronger and stronger, and the people around you tend to see that, and they want to do business with someone who can be not just vulnerable but strong at the same time.
Absolutely, absolutely. I am so with you, Miko. You know, I love, love, love me, Miko Cole. And and we know what that is, right? We even share different faiths, and we still are like sisters. Let me tell you something, uh-huh. God. When people begin to truly understand Christ, it's nothing like what we've been seeing displayed all along. Like, people think, oh, it's this perfect goody-two-shoe, whatever, that is so judgmental, so this, so that. I have people remember he was out there with everyone, but he was just saying, this is the good news. He didn't try to convince anybody. He didn't try to, he didn't tell the disciples, go out and convince. As a matter of fact, he said, if they ain't down with you, just dust your feet off, keep moving. But if they open their arms, their heart, just spend some time. You are so valuable. I'm so grateful to God to have met you. And the principles, the values is what brought us together. Listen, guys, this girl, yeah, that's an amazing girl. I'm talking about courage. Oh, my gosh, if you were to hear her story, you don't let that little soft voice even fool you. One of the strongest people I know that can still keep a face and still show love and still, no matter what, one of the most courageous people I know. I love you dearly. Good morning, 770, last 41623. Good morning.
Good morning, Nicola. This is Pam. I wanted to call back a follow-up from yesterday. I feel much better. I had two of my entrepreneur sisters to call and check on me yesterday, and I wanted to thank them publicly. If they're on the call, I want to say thank you, and I want to thank you for the courageous topic that you're on right now. I guess my testimony is that I was in a relationship for 12 years with someone that wouldn't let me put God first. And I had to make a courageous decision to end that because I knew God wanted me to put him first in my personal life, like you said, in my business life, because I would speak of him at work and then I would be chastised and say, don't do that. You shouldn't do that. But I know better. It's like I have met so many other Christians in my conversation during their workout that is unbelievable. So I just want to say thank you to you. Thank you for my sisters in business, and I am looking forward to getting to conference. I will say my prayers. I will take my scriptures on playing with me. So thank you for leading us down this path, and I am down with Jesus.
Absolutely. And listen, Dee, just download, you know, some, you know, whatever music makes you feel good, whether it's soothing or what have you, download it on your phone, put your earplugs in, pray. And I can tell you something, I would rather get on a plane than in a car, especially depending on who's driving. I got a very good sis, my little sis out there in New Jersey, her name Danielle Carlton. Oops, I forgot I said her name, honey. You get in a car with her in New York, New Jersey, baby, you'll get on a plane any day. I just had to think about one of the crazy jobs. Oh, and my mama, 70 years old, when you have a 22-year-old grandson, say, Grandma, you be driving crazy. Listen, you'll hop on a plane any day. I'm just making fun of it. You're going to be just okay. You're going to be okay. You're going to be okay. Make sure that I see you. We give you a big, big hug when we see you in Vegas, because you're going to learn how to become unstoppable, unbreakable, unshakable, because you only get this one life. So, guys, listen, this is it for today. We're heading on in. Courage. Don't come cheap. Don't come cheap. It's going to cost you something. The main thing it costed me is, I would say, time with God, because people will always let you down. The more time I spent with God, the letdowns in life is what brought me closer to Him. I thank people for that. I think that if you thought you had it going on in a bag of chips, you would feel you don't need God. So don't look at the letdowns in life as letdowns. Look at it as your opportunity for the come up. Can't get no higher than with God, I'm telling you right now. You spend some time with Him, and it'll cost you some time with Him. No matter how busy you are, wake up a little earlier, go to bed a little later. It doesn't all the time mean that you have to have your word in front of you, but write down some scriptures and meditate on it. He said day and night. Write it down on a little cue card. Start where you are, and you'll be more hungry and thirsty for Him. I told you guys I was driving on down to Sweetie's day, and my husband was up 2:30 this morning. I took a nap. I'm notorious for that. I wake up early. I took a nap, got up to go do some things, and you know, was able to share something with me. He upgraded me again with my ring and some things for Sweetie's day. But it was so funny that I didn't know what he was doing. But the day before, I told you guys, we're riding on my way to my mom's, and I was thinking about the things that we've gone through over our 12 years of marriage. And I was just worshiping as I was driving on, and I just busted into tears. And I said, my God, you knew where we would be. You knew we would be at this place. At year number 1, 2, 3, he was there. He never left us, never forsaken us. My husband and I were in the kitchen laughing and joking, and now, you know, almost empty house. Praise God for that. Kids are getting grown, and we're looking back. I need you guys to understand that as long as you are staying steadfast, like my husband told me, I was the rock when everything else was falling apart. Somebody got to stand up and be courageous to abound their work in the Lord. He ain't going nowhere. God is down with who's down with Him.